Now, really, I must go.
Oh, no. No, I've taken a liking to you.
But you promised.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm going to put you up for membership.
But I'm not a monster.
Nonsense. You're the greatest monster of them all. Oh, Mr. Club Secretary, I want to propose my friend here as a member of this August Assembly.
But he's a Hume.
Yes. But can we truly call this a monster club if we do not boast amongst our membership a single member of the human race?
Nonsense!
What can he do?
What can he do? In the past 60 years, Humes have exterminated over 150 million of their own kind. No effort has been spared to reach this astronomical figure, and the methods that they have used must demand our unstinted admiration. You know, Humes began with certain very serious disadvantages, but these they overcame with wonderful ingenuity. Not having a fang or a claw, or even a whistle worth talking about, they invented guns and tanks and bombs and aeroplanes and extermination camps and poison gas and daggers and swords and bayonets and booby traps and atomic bombs and flying missiles, submarines, warships, aircraft carriers, and motor cars. They have even perfected a process whereby they can spread a lethal disease on any part of this planet. Not to say anything about nuclear power. Oh, during their short history, you know, Humes have subjected other Humes to death by burning, hanging, decapitation, strangulation, electrocution, shooting, drowning, crushing, racking, disemboweling, and other methods far, far too revolting for the delicate stomachs of this August Assembly.
I never realized he was so talented.
We don't like to boast.
I second the proposal. A member of such a talented race can only be a credit to any monster club.
Maestro, to celebrate the installation of a new member, may we hear our song?
Chill the human heart. I was necking with my girlfriend when she just stepped out the lane, saying thanks for the memory as she took a bigger bite. Then there's the blood.
Welcome to the Monster Club. Welcome to the Monster Club.
The Monster Club. Follow you down the hall. As you open the door to your late night visitor, you really lose your cool.
Whoa!
When he borrows a spanner to tighten his bows, you feel such a fool. When there's blood.
Welcome to the Monster Club.
Oh yeah. Starts to creak and swings
of the night.
There's a figure of a phantom with a strange twisted smile. Given these circumstances, you run a mile. One, two, four, three, oh! face. You look into the mirror. There's a stake driven right through your heart. And there's the blood.